I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In this week's Failure Friday segment, we hear about the unfortunate experience of hiring a business coach. This isn't always an unfortunate experience, to be clear. I know we got some business coaches out there listening, but you know, it's not always the best decision. And in this case, the decision led to some costly lessons. The lessons include trusting one's intuition, and for our listener, recognizing the value of her own business acumen. Like, this listener kind of felt like, hey, actually, this might not be the greatest idea. Like, once she starts kind of having some conversations and going through the process, but she figures, well, you know, what do I know? Somebody else knows better than me. And sometimes, like I said, that can be true in some cases, but I think it's also really important to pay attention to that feeling that you have. So I don't want to preempt it too much. You're going to hear the story from her. Her name is Rachel. And of course, Failure Friday is all about looking at mistakes, missteps, disasters, things that go wrong, and what we can learn from them. Key point, what we can learn, how we can create some positivity out of a negative experience. So I so appreciate everybody who's been sharing these kinds of stories because they help all of us in the end. And sometimes we have to go through something difficult to get to, you know, whatever is better on the other side. As I said, Rachel will give us the story about, let's just call it what it is, a useless business coach who fails to help this side hustler. And she's going to recover, of course, but let's hear the story.
In the dynamic world of entrepreneurship, guidance from a seasoned business coach often seems like the key to unlocking new levels of success. I'm Rachel Nguyen, and this is my story of how hiring a business coach in an attempt to elevate my thriving online boutique turned out to be a decision I would regret. My boutique had been doing well, sales were consistent, and the brand was gaining traction. But like any ambitious entrepreneur, I wanted more. I wanted to scale, to reach new markets. That's when I came across a business coach, someone whose impressive credentials and persuasive pitch convinced me that they could take my business to the next level. The coach came highly recommended, at least judging by the testimonies on their website. Eager to see my business grow, I ignored the small voice of doubt in my head and signed up for a series of expensive coaching sessions. As the sessions progressed, however, my initial excitement waned. The coach's advice, while sound, was mostly things I was either already doing or had considered. There was no groundbreaking revelation or unique strategy tailored to my business's specific needs. Instead, I found myself going over basic principles of digital marketing and sales strategies that were common knowledge in my field. The real disappointment set in when we discussed implementation. I had hoped for hands-on guidance, but the coach's role was more about giving suggestions rather than helping me put those ideas into action. I felt like I was left with a list of things I already knew, now wrapped in a hefty coaching fee. As the coaching program ended, I reflected on the experience. My business was still performing well, but not because of any insights gained from the coaching. The growth I experienced was a result of my own hard work and the strategies I had already implemented before the coaching began. This experience taught me a valuable lesson. Sometimes, your intuition and existing knowledge are your best guides. The allure of expert advice is strong, but it's essential to critically evaluate what a coach can truly offer and whether it aligns with your specific business needs and stage of growth. In hindsight, I realized that the investment in a business coach was more about seeking validation than seeking guidance. The journey reaffirmed my belief in my capabilities and the importance of trusting my instincts. Today, I approach business decisions with a renewed trust in my judgment. While I'm still open to learning and growth, I now know that not all guidance comes with a price, and often the best insights come from within your own experience. The episode with the business coach, while not catastrophic, was a detour that ultimately led me back to trusting myself and my own vision.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Big thanks to Rachel for sharing this story. I've actually heard versions of this story many times. And so, you know, not everybody always wants to come forward and be like, I actually paid somebody and it turned out to be a waste of money, because you feel bad. But we need to know this because, again, you know, sometimes some consulting and coaching can be helpful, and other times you kind of know going into it that it doesn't feel right. And I think you should pay attention to that. Maybe that's one good lesson. There's probably some others as well. So again, thanks so much, Rachel, for sharing the story. Listeners, thank you for being out there. There is something for you. There's something you can do, a side hustle, a small business, something to really create positive change in your life. SideHustleSchool.com, some resources there. This has been episode 2638. A new episode comes out every day, 7 days a week. My name is Chris Guillepeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.